Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover with John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you on this Thursday evening with you. 404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. The Odyssey app is how you catch us when you're on the go. Social media at 929 The Game, at JMCH316, at the D. Lewis for real on Twitter. This is your night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. So our friend of the show, Torrey McElhaney, reporting that Avery Williams was working with the wide receivers today at OTA. So look, this is the time of year where if you're going to give players a chance to see what they can do at another position, you do it here in the, you know, not quite summertime just yet, but, you know, in OTAs, off-season stuff, and just get a feel if a guy can switch positions or not. Now, obviously, Avery Williams has been all over the place, right? He's been a running back. He's been a defensive back. Obviously, he's our kick and punt returner. So, again, anything you can, anything you can get out of Avery Williams, then you try to see if you can maximize his speed. You know, again, we saw, who was it? Tyler Gabriel in 2016, right? He was a guy who was a gimmick guy, but, you know, did the jet sweep and caught some touchdowns. Man, you know, you're just finding versatility. That's Arthur Smith's favorite word, versatility. You can be a defensive back. You can be a running back. You can be a wide receiver, punt and kick returner. Versatility is where it's all at. So not surprised that Avery Williams kind of doing that. Matt Hennessy was taking reps with the first team at left guard. So Hennessy's working with the first team offensive line at left guard at the moment. Bergeron will probably take snaps with the first team at some point. But for right now, and I think that's just because they don't want to rush Bergeron into all of this, Matt Hennessy's taking first snaps at left guard. And you want to see what you've got in Hennessy, right? I still think I don't like the idea of him and Drew Dolman playing side-by-side with one another, at least not for 17 games. Okay, a game here and a random game there, okay. But 17 games, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see two undersized interior offensive linemen and they get pushed around. I've been down this road before, folks. 30 years of watching this, I've been down this road before. So I don't want to see two undersized guys on the interior of our offensive line, and those guys are getting pushed backward into Desmond Ridder. Again, a game here and a game there is totally different than 17 weeks where you game plan against those two guys, right? Totally different thing. So we'll see. But those are some of the things that are going on at the Falcons OTAs. Former tight end for the Falcons, Anthony Firkser, signs with the Patriots. I guess he's got a one-year deal in place. So the 28-year-old tight end joined Atlanta in April of 2022. So he's got a deal with the Patriots. So I guess we won't have Firkser to be one of our blocking tight ends. That's all right. We've got Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts can be our blocking tight end because that's what we pay him for, right? That's what he's the number four draft pick for, to be a blocking tight end. Anybody? Okay. This is a fun story. This is from Adam Schein, NFL columnist for NFL.com. He says the NFL bandwagon's to hop on in 2023, right? So different bandwagons to hop on, right? You understand what I'm saying, Day-Day? You got it?
Yep.
Bandwagons to hop on, okay? You know who's got number one? Number one. Who do you think's got number one? Team, players, this, that, and the other? Whatever. What's the number one bandwagon to jump on this year for the NFL?
I'm going to go ahead and say Falcons. I'm going to say us.
Number one is Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Quote, I think this is the NFL's sleeper squad in 2023. While I named the rival Saints as my Cinderella team after the signing of Derek Carr in March, I believe both NFC South teams can win 10-plus games this year. First off, I'm a big Arthur Smith fan despite going 7-10 each of his first two seasons in the big chair. Smith is a fabulous coach. The third year will indeed be the charm, given the growth and upgrading of the roster. Second-year quarterback Desmond Ridder has a true chance to be solid under Smith's watchful eye, especially with the NFL experience gained since his third-round selection in the 2022 draft. Quote from Desmond Ridder the other day on Good Morning Football. Quote, this time last year, my head was spinning. Obviously, having a year under my belt and a whole offseason, it's become a lot more comfortable. Now we're just trying to work the intricate details of it, just working the ins and outs, knowing the exact whys of why everything is going on. And then he goes on to talk about Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Cordarrelle Patterson, Kyle Pitts. Meanwhile, the defense, Atlanta's bugaboo for years, got a boost on every level in the free agency market. Calais Campbell, David Onyemata, Bud Dupree, Kay Nellis, Jesse Bates, all this, that, and the other. Quote, in an NFC South that's in flux, the Falcons are poised to rise up. So, and then he goes on. He's got Kenny Pickett, number two. He's got Garrett Wilson, number three. Ben Johnson, the offense coordinator for the Lions at four. D'Amico Ryans, head coach for the Texans at number five. Calvin Ridley at number six. Darren Waller, seven. Cam Akers, eight. Zadarius Smith at nine, and that's his nine. I guess he calls it the Shine Nine, whatever it is. Everybody's always got a gimmick, right? Oh, boy. Anyway, but yeah, he's got number one on the bandwagons to jump on, the Atlanta Falcons. Look, again, we've said, I think the floor for this team is 7 or 8 wins. I think that's the bottom. I think the ceiling is probably 11 wins. So you certainly have a good chance to be in a position to be above 500 with a last-place schedule. And I don't think the schedule's all that daunting. And certainly they can find their way to winning this division. I don't care what the record is. I mean, whether it's 9-8, 10-7, 11-6, I mean, whatever the record is going to be. But certainly the Falcons could be the division leader when all is said and done. And I can understand why. I mean, when you look at teams that you say to yourself, okay, you know, what teams have, you know, really improved? Obviously, the Falcons have improved. I think, I don't want to say greatly, still think that there are flaws to this team. I still think that there are things about this team that, okay, we could be better at. And I still think that there are some things about this team that I'm ready to believe that it's going to be better. Like, I'm ready to believe that we're going to be, you know, a 38-sack team. Not 29, not 19, not 40. You know, I'm hoping that we can be at least a 38 sack team. So I still have some questions about that part, you know, of what we can do on defense. But obviously they've upgraded pretty much everywhere, right? I think they're better at wide receiver, tight ends, running backs, whatever. I mean, and everybody's a year older. Obviously Desmond Ridder is going to be one of the big wild cards in this, right? But if Desmond Ridder can play, then we've got something. If he can play and he can run Arthur's offense, I don't see why that we can't be a good squad. So I'm optimistic. I still think there are questions to be answered, but I think Arthur Smith, Jerry Gray, I think this group of coaches, Ryan Nielsen, I think the group of coaches that we have are really good and will get a lot of positive results. All right, Day-Day, we talked about the Pro Football Focus 32 quarterbacks, ranking them ahead, you know, in the year.
Right.
Richardson was 32, Ridder was 31, right?
Right.
All right, the top 32 wide receivers in the NFL this season, did Drake London make the list or not? Of the top 32 wide receivers, did he make the top 32? Yay or nay?
I'm going to say yay, but I think he's probably low.
He did not make the top 32.
Yep. Okay.
Let's see here. What they have for their list. Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, mm-hmm. Jamar Chase, Diggs, Kupp, Brown, McLaurin, Lamb, Samuel, Mike Evans, Hopkins, Wilson, Metcalf, Brown, Ross St. Brown, Moore, Waddle, Devontae Smith, T. Higgins, Ayuk, Godwin, Cooper, Lockett, Deontay Johnson, Keenan Allen, Cooks, Thomas, Calvin Ridley comes in at number 28, Mike Williams, Michael Pittman Jr., Christian Kirk, and Chris Olave round out the list. So Drake
not
London.
Not a bad list, though.
No, I mean, it's a pretty good list. I mean,
I was going to say 30. I was going to say he was going to be down there at the, you know,
yeah,
at the bottom.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, Drake London has not showed that he's one of the 32 best wide receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, especially those two drop passes.
Those two fumbles.
Yeah.
He had the two big fumbles.
I mean,
right?
Well, yeah, they were really fumbles. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, look, I think he's a good player. I got no problem with Drake London. But he's not one of the 32 best wide receivers in the NFL. So,
well, I mean, you know, they put guys that haven't played games in the top 30 in the
quarterback list. Yeah.
So, I mean,
I mean, that's, you know, but again, they're looking at all the starting quarterbacks. There are going to be three or four rookies that start this year, right?
True.
I mean, so again, I don't know how many rookie wide receivers are going to start this year, but they don't have any rookies in the top wide receivers of this season. So. But look, I don't really know what to make of Drake London and the numbers he's going to put up this year, because I think Kyle Pitts has to have that 100 catch, 1400 yard season, 12 touchdown kind of year. And I'm going to ask a question about Kyle Pitts coming up at the top of the next hour, 9 o'clock hour. We're going to get you involved in this as well, because I'm going to ask about Kyle Pitts. I think he's going to have that kind of big breakout year. Bijan will get lots of carries and yards. Algier will chew up his yards. Those guys will be red zone threats. I can see, look, if Drake London becomes an elite player in the red zone, like for instance, if you told me Drake London had 50 catches for 600 yards but 10 touchdowns, I'd take that all day long from Drake London.
Yep.
50 catches, 600 yards but 10 touchdowns, I'm in. I would be all in if he's a 10-touchdown wide receiver. Forget what his catches and yards are and all that other, you know, Michigas numbers and things like that. Just tell me that he's a guy that scores me a bunch of touchdowns down in the red zone. And that will get me to a 67% red zone efficiency. That will get me to elite level in the red zone. But I'll take lesser numbers if he gives me a whole bunch of touchdowns. All right, who are we going to hear from next, Day-Day?
Garth Lagerwey.
Okay, Garth Lagerwey. Yeah, oh, yeah, he was with Atlanta United.
Yeah,
wow,
he was
how about
on
that?
With Freaky and Mike Bell.
John Freaky. Anyway. All right, Garth Lagerwey up next. Chuck Green, the Keys Studios. Sports right now to the game. Odyssey.com, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio, Night Tonight Game, Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Keys Studios on this Thursday evening with you. 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Back and forth game here in Atlanta with the Braves. Braves got out to a 2-0 lead on an Austin Riley 2-run homer, and then Alex Baum hit a 2-run homer off Dylan Dodd. They tacked on another run. Braves got one back. Marcelo Zuna hit a game-tying home run. So Braves have got three runs. Phillies have got three runs. We're in the top of the fourth right now, so Dylan Dodd has got a couple of guys out and nobody on. So right now, 3 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, a walk, a strikeout, and obviously the 2-run homer that he gave up. He's got 67 pitches that he's at right now. So just get me through 5 innings, right? Just get me through 5 innings. So he's got 4 innings, 70 pitches. Get me at least 5, right? Aaron Nola, he's got 49 pitches. He's got 4 hits in 3 innings, 3 earned runs, 6 strikeouts in 3 innings. But right now it's tied 3-3 with the Braves. And what you know, this will be a good, fun series over the weekend here as we head toward Memorial Day, right? And then Braves head out on the road starting next week. I believe it's Tuesday of next week, right? Am I correct on all of that? But they will be
They'll go to Oakland for 3 and then 2 in, I forgot where they go after that.
3 in Oakland and 3 in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, 3 in Arizona. Yeah.
And then early part of June, they come back home and they've got the Mets and the Nationals. So a first chance to see the New York Mets. They did play the Mets up earlier. That whole series was kind of washed out. Make sure we can find for, you know, June 6th, 7th, 8th, make sure we find the long form.
The long version of the song.
Right, exactly. So
I'm on it.
We'll see what they can do this weekend here. This is, you know, 2 good series in a row with the Dodgers, and of course that did not go very well for the Braves, but certainly let's see if they can get off to a better start here and, you know, maybe take 3 out of 4 from Philadelphia before, again, that should be, I mean, I'm sorry, but anything less than a sweep in Oakland is not acceptable. That's got to be a 3-game sweep. I mean, I'm sorry, but you can't be the best team in the National League, and they're the most disgraceful franchise maybe in baseball history. Maybe they are maybe the biggest low-life dirtbag franchise in baseball history right now. Even more than some of the things that the Marlins did, right, coming off the 97 season when they just gutted their whole roster. I mean, that's basically what the Oakland A's have done over the last couple of years, right? Was it Chapman and then obviously Matt Olson all gone off their team? So just disgraceful. So anything other than a sweep out there would be a failure. I'll guarantee you that there are more people at the ballpark tonight than will be in the 3 games in Oakland.
Oh, yeah, that's without a doubt.
In fact, I'll say that there are twice as many people at the stadium tonight as, and today's the last day of school, so everybody's out of school now. So everybody's officially out of school.
Well,
so
they won't be out there though.
Huh?
They go to June out there.
Really?
Yeah, California is a September.
No, June. I'm talking about.
Oh, you mean for here? Yeah. So yeah, it was packed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the pictures of before the gates open?
Yes.
Crazy.
Because it is Outcast bobblehead night.
Yeah.
So they've got the Outcast bobbleheads, and they've got the special menu.
Menu, yeah.
Right.
And apparently the bobbleheads all got given out before most people even got into the stadium.
So, I saw the pictures from Garrett.
Uh huh.
Where was he standing when he took those pictures?
I was trying to figure that out, too. Maybe because...
Was he over at 680? Did he switch stations? Did he switch stations on us?
I don't think so, but I couldn't figure that out.
I mean, he's kind of a turncoat. Anyway.
I think you're going to probably... Because, I mean, Oakland doesn't even average like 1,000 people at a game.
Yeah,
like,
they average like, I think 1,400 or something like that.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I mean, so it's ridiculous about how bad Oakland is. And again, it's funny because I'm old enough to know the history of the Oakland A's.
That was one of the franchises
they were one of the
70s, 80s,
90s, 2000s.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, again, they've had bursts on the radar over, you know, 4 decades.
And they've had superstars. They've had MLB superstars.
Yeah. I mean, if you put together a Oakland A's all-time franchise team, you'd have a hell of a team.
Yeah.
You'd have a hell. There'd be a lot of guys that you'd have to leave off of that squad.
Right.
So, anyway. All right, Garth Lagerwey was on with Freaky and Bell today. And I start off by asking him what his first reaction to Saturday's draw that somehow felt like a loss.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first four shots, feel pretty good. And then when you get the shots five, six, and seven, it gets a little reckless, right?
That's true.
together. Now, look, Chicago was it was a wide open game. I would imagine it was pretty thrilling to somebody watching at home. I mean, you certainly didn't know what was going to happen next. A couple of red cards, just pandemonium. But you know, to the point, you know, we're up a goal twice. We're up a goal on the man. We'd love to stay in control of that game and just shut it down. And sometimes boring soccer is the way to get results. And you know, we kind of let some points slip there. And look, it happens. And we're still looking to continue to improve. Big game against Orlando this weekend, as you guys alluded to. And we're going to keep working to improve the team with the summer transfer window coming up starting on July 5th.
Oh, well, Garth Hargaway, team president of Atlanta United, John Fricke and Mike Bell on Dukes and Bell. Garth, before there was a Nashville FC in the MLS, before there was a Charlotte, there was Orlando City. And there was a decision by Orlando fans that they were going to target Atlanta United as their rival. And there was a situation one time in their stadium where they were throwing a lot of trash at our guys and hit one of them. I almost had the name of the guy that they hit with a water bottle. And Joseph was their daddy and owned it. And there was this budding thing, a hatred between the two. I kind of sense that that's kind of started to die down a little bit. And as you look around and kind of go rivals, I don't know, Garth, is Orlando City still our rival or could we develop something else?
Look, I think when we look at it and we look at the attendances around the league and Charlotte and Nashville are 1, 2, and 4 in attendance in the whole league. I really think that's the future of Atlanta United. Now that doesn't diminish, we played some big games against Orlando, had some big moments against Orlando. But every league is going to kind of partition off based on geography. And I do think long-term Orlando winds up with Miami. You know, the two Florida teams wind up paired from a rivalry perspective. Right. It just makes a little bit too much sense. And look, if you or your audience have any clever names for a Nashville, Charlotte, Atlanta United in-season competition.
Right.
We'd love to hear them. I understand there's a couple of rivalries down here in the South and the SEC, and maybe we can build off of that. But certainly none of which is to say we're taking Orlando lightly. It's a really tough game. They're only the second team this year we played that has a winning record. It's a big test for us.
It is Garth Lagerwey, guys. He is the boss, the jefe of Atlanta United. Yeah, it wasn't your fault, man. It was your predecessor. He put a billboard out outside Orlando City to stoke that rivalry back in the day. And those dudes
What was it, Garza, by the way, who got hit with a water bottle? I'm trying to remember.
But either way, we didn't like them and they don't like us. But the Red Bulls, I think, are probably our biggest rival. Those guys always give us trouble. But anyway, Garth, you came in here to get things right financially and get things into your sort of game plan of how you want to see this franchise move. Luis Araujo, we find out he's going to be heading down to South America. We got him back in the day from over in France. Was it just a lack of production and just not meeting the dollar value as far as what you were getting on the pitch?
You know, look, I think sometimes, you know, a new guy comes in and they want different things stylistically. You know, one of the things that I think you guys have heard me say from that day one is I really want to spend our money down the spine of the team, you know, which is to say right. Center forward, center midfielder, defensive midfielder, center back, goalkeeper. And so that was a big expenditure, you know, maybe higher than I'd seen before for a winger, you know, for a wide player. And obviously, if everything had gone perfectly, then you would have left it as is and, not kicked over to Sandcastle just to the point of being destructive. But, you know, felt like it wasn't flowing maybe as well as we wanted. And look, credit to Luis. I mean, he's been a really good pro, and this was an opportunity that he wanted as well. I mean, I think it's lost. It's not like a trade in Major League Baseball. I mean, these guys have to agree to stuff like this. You know, it's not like we just sold them. It's a mutual deal, and Luis was open to it, and Flamengo's one of the biggest clubs in Brazil. And look, I think it speaks to the progress of MLS that, you know, we're doing eight-figure transactions arguably one of the most famous clubs in South America. I think that shows you what our pedigree is now on the global stage. So we were encouraged by that, and obviously we free up some resources as we reset the team and continue the process that we started over the winter.
Yeah, we're talking, of course, with Garth Lagerwey, team president, Atlanta United. The Five Stripes and the Lions, Orlando City, it'll be Saturday night. Mike and Jason on the call on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Pregame at 7, kick at 7:30. When you picked up GG Tank, Giacomagas, whatever you want to call him, did you think that he would instantly, this quickly becomes, because I think, Garth, he is the most dangerous scorer in all of Major League Soccer at the moment.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's some graphics. You know, he's, for the number of minutes he's played, he's among the fastest 8 goals in league history. He's obviously come out, you know, like he's been launched from a cannon. You know, will he play at that Greek god of goals level forever? You know, who's to say? You know, like obviously that would be great, but certainly he's met every expectation. And I think when you look at him and Thiago Almada on the field together, you know, those two together are borderline unstoppable, and that's really been the strength of our team. You know, if you wanted to point to one thing, you know, we won the 6 out of our games here to start the season. You know, those two have been reason one and reason two, and can't say enough positive things about Yakimakis, and not just on the field, but off the field. He's been such a leader. He's been willing, after difficult results, to go in the locker room and speak to his teammates and put the team on his back and play in difficult positions. You know, you guys see, this is a lot like a nose tackle. You know, he's going in there. He's getting banged around by two center backs. He's winning the ball. He's knocking it down. He's finding his moments to break free and behind. You know, but it is not an easy job what he does, and I've got a ton of respect for how he's come in here and how seriously he's taken this.
Kurt Lagerwey is with us, guys, and catching up with the boss of Atlanta United. We talked about Araújo, eventually Almada potentially moving off the roster. Your philosophy, Garth, because you've won championships everywhere you've been, is it a combination of international and American players or guys with MLS experience? It's just a matter of, as you said, kind of building that spine and finding the right fit?
It's all those things. You always have to have value, right? You know, we've hit it out of the park on the two big DPs, on Yakimakis and on Almada. You know, and what we have to do more consistently is find value in the other salary spots as mandated by the MLS salary cap. You definitely need American players to be successful. Look, you have a couple, right? Miles Robinson, Brooks Lennon, Brad Guzan, you know, the list goes on, right? And what we have to do, too, is we have to produce more players, more Caleb Wileys, to try to make sure that we always have a steady supply of those guys. You know, and then that's the balance is, you know, you're going to always have some elite special players. Maybe they're American, maybe they're foreign. But you have to have some supporting players. Those supporting players, you have to find a value. And if you do that more often than not, those guys tend to be domestic. And so, you know, there's not a rigid blueprint, like we have to plug this player into this place. But there is, nonetheless, you know, an infrastructure and a way we want to build it. And we're going to keep marching to that and building it out as we move through the summer.
All right, Garth Lagerwey, I do appreciate your taking a few minutes. Team President Atlanta United, Orlando City, 7 o'clock Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks, Garth.
Thanks for having me, guys.
John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, John Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Key Studios Thursday night with you. 404-741-0929, that's our Solomon Brothers number text line to be a part of the show. Braves are back and forth here. They grabbed the lead in the bottom of the fourth inning, a sacrifice fly that scored Marcell Ozuna. Was it Michael Harris that? No.
Yeah, Money Mike.
Yeah,
hit
Mike,
it.
Yeah, Mike, Michael Harris had the sacrifice fly, and then that scored Ozuna. And then, top of the fifth, Bryce Harper just hit a bomb out to right field. So it's tied now.
Sounds like a fun game to be at, though, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know
yeah.
you obviously you want to win the game, and you would rather not give up all those hits and runs, but still sounds like a fun game to be at.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure with the Outcast bobblehead night and all that stuff, and Garrett at the 680 Studios, I mean, it's probably a pretty good sized crowd. I mean, school's out.
You're heading into the holiday weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people a lot of people, really, for a lot of people. You know that Memorial Day is the second busiest travel weekend of the year?
Yes, yes.
Only Thanksgiving is a bigger travel weekend in the United States.
Yeah, I guess because, again, for especially here in the South, it kicks off the summer vacation officially.
Right.
For most people. And then, you know, for people up north, it's kind of like one of those weekends where they want to probably get away and get somewhere to get to some warm weather.
Right. Well, you always know. I mean, the biggest thing is you always know when Memorial Day is, right? Like Christmas can fall. Christmas is on the on a specific date, so it could be any day of the week.
It's,
I think Christmas this coming year, is it on Tuesday?
I feel like it's like a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's
a weekday.
Like,
I do know that much.
So you always know that Memorial Day is the fourth Monday of May. So you can always plan that everybody's gonna be off on that holiday weekend. But it should be good crowds because again, Philadelphia will have fans, right? The Phillies will have their contingent, you know, the Bryce Harper people.
Yeah.
And again, it's, you know, all games at Truist with school out, Memorial Day, holiday weekend. Yeah. I mean, so there'll be a lot going on. Hey, at least we'll be in studio. Oh. Are we getting out anywhere?
We don't tend to do that. Well, you got to get out and you got to hang out in that closet.
Yeah, yeah. I got to hang out and the payoff was that I only had to do a 5-hour show. Yeah. That worked out really well. You know, the only thing that saved it was the food.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that saved.
Yeah, the way you guys talked about that food, I was very jealous.
Those short ribs were outstanding.
And you said something about a dessert.
The cheesecakes and all that were really good. One was a cheesecake. One was like a, I don't know, like a chocolate cake or something like that. So, but the desserts were outstanding, and the short ribs were fantastic. Mm. With the what is it called? Like a paella or whatever like that?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so it was great food out there. But, yeah, we were literally in a closet, and we were up there not one, not two, not listen. By the
five hours.
By the time, and no joke, when we left, there was maybe a guy sweeping somewhere in the facility. Like the guard, like so. So when you pull in to Flowery Branch,
you have to go.
Yeah, they got a guard shack, right?
Yep.
I mean, and it's a, you know, it's an arm that's, you know, one of those whatever robotic arms or whatever, you know, automatic. So by the time we left, there was nobody in the guard shack. Nobody was in the guard shack. All the lights were off. Nobody was around. Like literally. Who was the on-site engineer?
That was Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, that
okay.
was Mike.
So Fred, he and I were the only two people left up there. Like literally, we were the only two human beings left. I think they took away the key access, and I think they had the bathroom locked and all that. I mean, literally, like there was nobody up there. It was just me and the on-site engineer.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there was nobody there. So a lot of people there earlier. You know, I talked to all the news folks. I mean, I talked to Kelly Price and Reggie Chapman and, you know, everybody, and was hanging out with them. And we're just kind of chit-chatting and all that kind of stuff. But by the time, you know, like 10 o'clock rolled around, then it got to be 11, then it got to be midnight.
Yeah.
Like there was nobody out there. It was desolate. Like the parking lot was desolate. Nobody in the guard shack. Because I was worried about whether or not, okay, is that arm going to get me out?
Right.
Because I was going to drive through it. I was going to take my SUV. If the arm didn't raise up,
I can promise you.
Like,
they were replacing it.
Right.
Because
I was up till midnight. That was a Friday night. Up till midnight. And I got to drive from Flowery Branch to, you know, right around the corner to Roswell.
Right.
You know, so again, I was looking at it, it's like, okay, I'm gonna drive right through this gate if this gate doesn't raise the arm up. So thankfully for them, because I wouldn't have paid for it. I'd have told them, screw you. If I can't get out, I mean that's a you problem. If I can't get out, then that's your fault. Because again, you know that we're up here. You know that we're hanging out up here. So I thought it was disconcerting when somebody handed me a Swiffer, but anyway, that was neither here nor there. So. Anyway, all right, speaking of somebody handing me a Swiffer, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
By the way, the Celtics are up big in this game. It's now 23-10. It was just 23-7 a minute ago. The Heat had kicked in at three, but 23-10 right now, Celtics all over the Miami Heat. So that series looks like it's going
to
extend.
Yeah. We'll talk about it because I know we'll get to the Jaylen Brown thing again. So
okay. All right. Well, in the least shocking news imaginable, imagine that young people like to bet on things, on fantasy sports, sports betting, all this kind of stuff. So the NCAA, as it continues to monitor and adjust to evolving sports gambling landscape in the U.S., released survey results Wednesday that indicate that betting is prevalent among young adults, especially on college. You mean college campuses would have betting and things like that? Look, that's the legitimate betting that they're tracking, right? How many poker games and everything else are happening on college campuses and in frat houses and in dorms and everything else? So here's the key findings from the NCAA survey. 58% of the respondents have participated in at least one sports betting activity. The NCAA includes fantasy sports in its definition of sports betting. So 58% of the respondents have at least one betting sport. Guess what? They have 40. They can say that they have one, they have 40. By the way, Riley with his second homer of the game, Braves get the lead right back. This wild game here tonight. 67% of students living on campus are bettors and tend to bet at a higher frequency, with 41% of the students who bet having wagered on their school's team. 35% have used a student bookmaker. Oh, yeah. That's college life, is it not? Talk to a bookie. Some guy's got backdoor action, poker games, blackjack, right? I mean, we've literally
been
all
going on forever.
Yeah, like I said, we've all seen the movies.
Yeah, about, I was about to say, yeah, right, in the movies, yeah.
Right.
That's how some of them pay for tuition, all that stuff.
68% of Black or African-American respondents engaged in betting activities. That's the highest among demographics surveyed. Other races: Hispanic or Latino, 63%, Asian, 55%, white or Caucasian, 54%. They said the survey was commissioned by NCAA President Charlie Baker to establish a baseline of sports betting activity in the new gambling landscape in the U.S. They say 33 states and the District of Columbia have launched legal gambling markets. Of course, we don't have that here. In the last 5 years, a handful more are gearing up to get into the bookmaking business. By the way, how long? Remember when, like 3 months ago, that we were 2 weeks away from having sports gambling in? Mm-hmm. I remember Steak did a story about all that, right?
Yeah,
like Steak said, "Hey, listen, I've got sources that tell me that sports gambling is about to happen." He said, "Oh yeah, it's going to happen in the next 2 weeks." That was 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was 4 months ago.
Well, it got.
Is it still 2 weeks away?
Yeah, no, I think they talked about that. It got shot down.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
As it always does.
Yeah.
Are we still 2 weeks away then?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. We're 2 weeks beyond and more.
Yeah. Okay. So 4 months ago we were 2 weeks away. What happened now? Okay. Anyway, so here's the interesting part. The survey was conducted April 18th through the 23rd. And was centered on adults ages 18 to 22 who have lived in the United States. It received 3,527 responses. The survey found that $10 to $20 was the most common amount risked per bet, with 79% of respondents risking $1 to $50 per wager. Black or African-American respondents were an outlier, with 10% typically betting more than 100% compared to the 5% of the general population. They said the survey indicated the NFL was the most popular league among bettors, followed by the NBA, college basketball, and college football ranked third and fourth respectively. And they said that the NCAA examined what it determined as risky behaviors, including betting a few times a week or daily, betting $50 or more on a typical bet, or losing more than $500 betting in a single day. The survey found that 16% of 18 to 22-year-olds had engaged in at least one of these risky behaviors. Well, yeah. I mean, when you're young and you've got a little bit of money in your pocket from mom and dad or whoever, you're going to spend it. Like, they don't have families and wives and kids and responsibility and all that kind of stuff. I mean, again, how many 18 to 22-year-olds are, you know, locked down in a marriage and kids and all that kind of stuff? They got money to spend. And then mom and dad's helping it. Listen, my daughter goes away to college, I'll help her out. I'll give her money, right? That's just the way it goes, whatever, like that. So, again, none of this is really surprising that young people are looking to bet. Young people want to bet on sports, right? Especially if you're, like, at a good university. Like, if you're in Georgia, right, why would you not bet on the Georgia Bulldogs, right? Oh, we're going to win. We're going to win. And you make a little wager. And sports sport on-campus bookies have been around since the dawn of time, right? The on-campus bookie, the day that football was announced in the United States of America as being played on a college campus, the next day was the bookies that were on campus. So again, not really surprising in all of this, but it's a growing industry. You know, it's certainly something that we need to get here in this state, but it's a growing industry. States are cleaning up with it. They're cleaning up with it. They're making billions and billions and billions of dollars off of sports gambling.
The only problem, or I shouldn't say problem, but the one thing they got to try to start monitoring, though, as far as the college kids, is the student athletes. I don't know how, but that's going to probably start being something to be a concern as the number grows.
Yeah, I mean, look, there have been outliers, right? I mean, the Boston College scandal, that was the Goodfellas guys, right? It was Henry Hill and those guys that got involved in all that. Yep. I mean, we've seen these different things. I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, John Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Key Studios Thursday night with you. 404-741-0929, that's our Solomon Brothers number text line to be a part of the show. Braves are back and forth here. They grabbed the lead in the bottom of the fourth inning, a sacrifice fly that scored Marcell Ozuna. Was it Michael Harris that? No. Michael Harris had the sacrifice fly, and then that scored Ozuna. And then, top of the fifth, Bryce Harper just hit a bomb out to right field. So it's tied now.
Sounds like a fun game to be at, though, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you want to win the game, and you would rather not give up all those hits and runs, but still sounds like a fun game to be at.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure with the Outcast bobblehead night and all that stuff, and Garrett at the 680 Studios, I mean, it's probably a pretty good sized crowd. I mean, school's out.
You're heading into the holiday weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people, you know that Memorial Day is the second busiest travel weekend of the year?
Yes.
Only Thanksgiving is a bigger travel weekend in the United States.
Yeah, I guess because, again, for especially here in the South, it kicks off the summer vacation officially.
Right.
For most people. And then, you know, for people up north, it's kind of like one of those weekends where they want to probably get away and get somewhere to get to some warm weather.
Right. Well, you always know. I mean, the biggest thing is you always know when Memorial Day is, right? Like Christmas can fall. Christmas is on on a specific date, so it could be any day of the week. I think Christmas this coming year, is it on Tuesday?
I feel like it's like a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's
a weekday.
Like,
I do know that much.
So you always know that Memorial Day is the fourth Monday of May. So you can always plan that everybody's going to be off on that holiday weekend. But it should be good crowds because, again, Philadelphia will have fans, right? The Phillies will have their contingent, you know, the Bryce Harper people.
Yeah.
And again, it's, you know, all games at Truist with school out, Memorial Day, holiday weekend. Yeah. I mean, so there'll be a lot going on. Hey, at least we'll be in studio. Oh. Are we getting out anywhere?
We don't tend to do that. Well, you got to get out and you got to hang out in that closet.
Yeah. I got to hang out and the payoff was that I only had to do a 5-hour show. Yeah. That worked out really well. You know, the only thing that saved it was the food.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that saved.
Yeah, the way you guys talked about that food, I was very
those
jealous.
Those short ribs were outstanding.
And you said something about a dessert.
The cheesecakes and all that were really good.
Mm.
One was a cheesecake. One was like a, I don't know, like a chocolate cake or something like that. So, but the desserts were outstanding, and the short ribs were fantastic.
Mm.
With the what is it called? Like a paella or whatever like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so it was great food out there. But yeah, we were literally in a closet and we were up there not one, not two, not listen. By the
five hours.
By the time, and no joke, when we left, there was maybe a guy sweeping somewhere in the facility. Like the guard, like so. So when you pull in to Flowery Branch,
you have to go, they got
a guard shack, right?
Yep.
I mean, and it's a, you know, it's an arm that's, you know, one of those whatever robotic arms or whatever, you know, automatic. So by the time we left, there was nobody in the guard shack. Nobody was in the guard shack. All the lights were off. Nobody was around. Like, literally, who was the on-site engineer?
That was Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, that
okay.
was Mike.
So, Fred, he and I were the only two people left up there. Like, literally, we were the only two human beings left. I think they took away the key access, and I think they had the bathroom locked and all that. I mean, literally, like, there was nobody up there. It was just me and the on-site engineer.
Wow.
Yeah, there was nobody there. So, a lot of people there earlier. You know, I talked to all the news folks. I mean, I talked to Kelly Price and Reggie Chapman and, you know, everybody, and was hanging out with them, and we're just kind of chit-chatting and all that kind of stuff. But by the time, you know, like, 10 o'clock rolled around, then it got to be 11, mm-hmm. then it got to be midnight.
Yeah.
Like, there was nobody out there. It was desolate. Like, the parking lot was desolate. Nobody in the guard shack. Because I was worried about whether or not, okay, is that arm going to get me out?
Right.
Because I was going to drive through it. I was going to take my SUV. If the arm didn't raise up,
I can promise you. Like, they were replacing it.
Right.
Because
I was up till midnight. That was a Friday night.
Yeah.
Up till midnight. And I got to drive from Flowery Branch to, you know, right around the corner to Roswell.
Right.
You know, so again, I was looking at it, it's like, okay, I'm gonna drive right through this gate if this gate doesn't raise the arm up. So thankfully for them, because I wouldn't have paid for it. I'd have told them, screw you. If I can't get out, I mean, that's a you problem. If I can't get out, then that's your fault. Because again, you know that we're up here. You know that we're hanging out up here. So I thought it was disconcerting when somebody handed me a Swiffer. But anyway, that was neither here nor there. So anyway. All right. Speaking of somebody handing me a Swiffer, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
By the way, the Celtics are up big in this game. It's now 23-10. It was just 23-7 a minute ago. The Heat had kicked in at three, but 23-10 right now. Celtics all over the Miami Heat. So that series looks like it's going to extend.
Yeah. We'll talk about it because I know we'll get to the Jaylen Brown thing again. So
okay. All right. Well, in the least shocking news imaginable, imagine that young people like to bet on things, on fantasy sports betting, all this kind of stuff. So the NCAA, as it continues to monitor and adjust to evolving sports gambling landscape in the U.S., released survey results Wednesday that indicate that betting is prevalent among young adults, especially on college. You mean college campuses would have betting and things like that? Look, that's the legitimate betting that they're tracking, right? How many poker games and everything else are happening on college campuses and in frat houses and in dorms and everything else? So here's the key findings from the NCAA survey. 58% of the respondents have participated in at least one sports betting activity. The NCAA includes fantasy sports in its definition of sports betting. So 58% of the respondents have at least one betting sport. Guess what? They have 40. They can say that they have one. They have 40. By the way, Riley with his second homer of the game. Braves get the lead right back. This wild game here tonight. 67% of students living on campus are bettors and tend to bet at a higher frequency, with 41% of the students who bet having wagered on their school's team. 35% have used a student bookmaker. Oh, yeah, that's college life, is it not? Talk to a bookie. Some guy's got backdoor action, poker games, blackjack, right? I mean, we've literally
been
all
going on forever.
Yeah, like I said, we've all seen the movies.
Yeah, in the movies, yeah.
Right.
That's how some of them pay for tuition, all that stuff.
68% of Black or African-American respondents engaged in betting activities. That's the highest among demographics surveyed. Other races, Hispanic or Latino, 63%, Asian, 55%, white or Caucasian, 54%. They said the survey was commissioned by NCAA President Charlie Baker to establish a baseline of sports betting activity in the new gambling landscape in the U.S. They say 33 states and the District of Columbia have launched legal gambling markets. Of course, we don't have that here. In the last 5 years, a handful more are gearing up to get into the bookmaking business. By the way, how long? Remember when, like, 3 months ago, that we were 2 weeks away from having sports gambling in? Mm-hmm. I remember Steak did a story about all that, right?
Yeah,
like, Steak said, "Hey, listen, I've got sources that tell me that sports gambling is about to happen." He said, "Oh yeah, it's going to happen in the next 2 weeks." That was 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was 4 months ago.
Well, it got.
Is it still 2 weeks away?
Yeah, no, I think they talked about that. It got shot down.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
As it always does.
Yeah.
Are we still 2 weeks away then?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. We're 2 weeks beyond and more.
Yeah. Okay. So 4 months ago we were 2 weeks away. What happened now? Well, okay. Anyway, so here's the interesting part. The survey was conducted April 18th through the 23rd. And was centered on adults ages 18 to 22 who have lived in the United States. It received 3,527 responses. The survey found that $10 to $20 was the most common amount risked per bet, with 79% of respondents risking $1 to $50 per wager. Black or African-American respondents were an outlier, with 10% typically betting more than 100% compared to the 5% of the general population. They said the survey indicated the NFL was the most popular league among bettors, followed by the NBA, college basketball, and college football ranked third and fourth respectively. And they said that the NCAA examined what it determined as risky behaviors, including betting a few times a week or daily. Betting $50 or more on a typical bet or losing more than $500 betting in a single day. The survey found that 16% of 18 to 22-year-olds had engaged in at least one of these risky behaviors. Well, yeah. Again, I mean, when you're young and you've got a little bit of money in your pocket from mom and dad or whoever, you're going to spend it. Like, they don't have families and wives and kids and responsibility and all that kind of stuff. I mean, again, how many 18 to 22-year-olds are, you know, locked down in a marriage and kids and all that kind of stuff? They got money to spend. And then mom and dad's helping it. Listen, my daughter goes away to college, I'll help her out. I'll give her money, right? That's just the way it goes, whatever, like that. So, again, none of this is really surprising that young people are looking to bet. Young people want to bet on sports, right? Especially if you're like at a good university. Like if you're in Georgia, right? Why would you not bet on the Georgia Bulldogs, right? Oh, we're going to win. We're going to win. And you make a little wager. And sports, sport on-campus bookies have been around since the dawn of time, right? The on-campus bookie, the day that football was announced in the United States of America as being played on a college campus, the next day was the bookies that were on campus. So again, not really surprising in all of this, but it's a growing industry. You know, it's certainly something that we need to get here in this state, but it's a growing industry. States are cleaning up with it. They're cleaning up with it. They're making billions and billions and billions of dollars off of sports gambling.
The only problem, or I shouldn't say problem, but the one thing they gotta try to start monitoring, though, as far as the college kids, is the student athletes. I don't know how, but that's gonna probably start being something to be a concern as the number grows.
Yeah, I mean, look, there have been outliers, right? I mean, the Boston College scandal, that was the Goodfellas guys, right? Henry Hill and those guys that got involved in all that.
Yep.
I mean, we've seen these different things. I mean, if it hasn't been problematic before, I don't know that it will be problematic now. Because I do think that if you're an athlete on the football team, I think you do have integrity. Say what you will, but I think you do have integrity and you want to see your team win. I don't think that it's it's going to be the problem that some people might think it is.
Yeah, well,
NIL and everything.
Yeah,
else.
And I was going to say, I don't mean it in a way of you know losing integrity, but just the fact that they're engaging in it in general.
Yeah, I think it's more of now that kids can make money in college, there isn't that urge to be desperate to find income streams, right?
Right.
Like if you come from a low income family, right? You don't have that desire to want to do something unethical now because you're going to have opportunity to make money now at the collegiate level. And I think that's one of the benefits of it, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the benefits of NIL. So we'll see what happens, but no real surprises in that study. All right, here's what we got. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Very simple question for all of our Falcons fans. Where do you rank Kyle Pitts among tight ends in the NFL? Not fantasy, not what your fantasy team is going to have. I'm talking about where do you rank Kyle Pitts among tight ends in the NFL? Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, 404-726-0929. Sports Radio, Not to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.